It's one of the largest and busiest ports in North America. That's saying something when you consider ships can only reach this point 10 months of the year. We head to the docks on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
A few years ago, I interviewed Adolf Ojjaard. I recently read of his passing and remember the interesting visit we had at his office. He was the director of the Twin Ports of Duluth and Superior.
We're the 16th largest port in the United States. We're the largest port on the Great Lakes, in excess of 1,100 vessels calling on the port every year as well.
Keep in mind, they rank 16th, but they don't get to operate year-round.
We move that tonnage in less than 10 months. And of course, in the spring and the late fall, early winter, we're a tough port as well because we've got ice throughout the bay.
The port usually has a set schedule, regardless the severity of the winter.
We do shipping on the four major lakes, with the exception of Ontario. We do that shipping on kind of a set schedule, opening the 25th of March and closing the locks at the Sioux on January 15. So the Sioux locks at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan are the determining factor.
This is a major port, and Adolf puts it in perspective, exactly how far ships must travel to get here.
Duluth is 2,340 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, and a ship that is leaving here for Northern Europe takes approximately 7 days to pass through the lakes and the lock system through the seaway to the Atlantic Ocean. From there, it's only another 7 days to Northern Europe. So when you leave Duluth and you get to the Atlantic, you're halfway to Europe.
Iron ore, coal, grain, and components for wind energy generators are just some of the important items passing through this port. More from the harbor next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.